Okay, Yud Amud Beis. Yud Amud Beis. We are discussing the word in the Mishnah that said Me'ilos. So the Mishnah said that there are a number of sets of halacha that do not have a lot of text in the Torah, but they have a lot of discussion. So one of them was Shabbos, Chagiga, and Me'ilos. It was Hararah, Matzliyim, Besairah. So ask the Gemara. The Gemara is dealing with the question, isn't Me'ilah in the Torah? The Israel getting benefit from something belonging to the base of Megdash is in the Torah. So how could we say there's Mikra Muat? So the Gemara says, no, it's talking about a specific part of Me'ilah, a specific detail in Me'ilah. So the Gemara is going to have five different possibilities, what exactly is meant by the word Me'ilah. Really, four plus number five is going back to one of the earlier ones. But we did two of them yesterday. The first one, the first possibility we mentioned yesterday, was Lo Nitzrecha from Rambi Barachama. The issue is Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. That even though usually we have the principle of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, if I make somebody, tell somebody to do an Aveira, so then I do not get the credit for it. He gets it because he did it. But by Me'ilah, that there is an exception to the rule. If I make a Shliach for somebody and that Shliach violates Me'ilah, then I, the Meshaleach, are chayiv. So that's the exception to the rule of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. To talk for a moment, as I said yesterday, about Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. What is the reason that we usually say Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira? What do you mean? I can make a Shliach for Truma. I can make a Shliach for everything. Why can't I make a Shliach L'Dvar Aveira for an Aveira? So there are a number of approaches by the Achronim. Some focus on the Mishaleach. That is the Sma in Choshe Mishpat and Siman Kuf Pei Beis writes, why is it that Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira? First he quotes the line that appears sometimes in the Gemara when this sugya appears. Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishomin. If a Rebbe tells you to do something and the student tells you to do something, who are you going to listen to? Of course you should listen to the Rebbe. So therefore, if the Shliach will say, if Hashem told you to do something and I told you to do something, so of course you have to listen to Hashem. And therefore what? Says the Sma, V'yachala Mishaleach Lomar, Savarti Shelo Yishma Li La'asoso. I thought he wasn't going to listen to me. That's the Svar for Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, because the Mishaleach didn't think the Shliach would really do it. Therefore, there wasn't full Gemiras Das from the Mishaleach. That is why Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. That's one Svar given by the Achronim. That's the Sma in Choshe Mishpat Kuf Pei Beis. On the other hand, some have a focus on the Shliach. Tosfos in Maseches Kedushin, in the beginning of the second parak, says that, in the context of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, he says that it can't be a case where the Shliach was a shogeg. Why? Because then the Svara of Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud, doesn't apply. What do you mean he should have listened to the Rebbe? He didn't even know it was Usher. It was a shogeg. Tosfos is going with a possibility, going with the Svara that, no, the reason you say Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira is because it's the Shliach's fault. He did the Aveira. And therefore, if he wouldn't have known about it, so then you're not going to fault him. Not going to fault him. And then there's a third idea said by a number of the Achronim that is said in the name of the Salvechiks. I'm not sure which one originated it. But another idea is maybe that you don't have bailus on Averos. Shlichus is totally on bailus. Bailus, something that you're in control of. You're in control of getting married. You're in control of getting divorced. You're in control of mekach u'memkar, of business. So when it comes to mekach u'memkar, something that you have bailus on, you can make a shliach on. Can I make a shliach for somebody to wear tefillin for me? I'm tired today. I want to go to sleep. So you wear tefillin for me. I'm going to sleep. No, you can't. Because tefillin is a mitzvah shebekufo. It's a mitzvah that I have to do. I'm not a bailam on the mitzvah of tefillin. I have to do the mitzvah of tefillin. Any mitzvah shebekufo, I'm not a bailam on. I have to do it. It's not nitam l'shlichus. That's the language. The roots of this are in some Rishonim. The Shitel and Odolami and Kedusha quotes, Bat la Torah shlichus bidvar aveira. There is no shlichus. Shlichus doesn't exist. Therefore, it's not about the mishaleach like the Sma said. It's not about the shliach like Tosfos and Kedushin said. But it's about the shlichus itself. There is no shlichus by a dvar aveira. There are a number of nafkaminas in the sugya based on which svara you say. You know, one might say, what happens if the shliach doesn't know about it? That's what Tosfos spoke about. So according to some of the approaches, approach number one, that is, the Mishleach didn't think the Shliach would do it, but if the Shliach is a shogeg, then obviously he has to think the Shliach is going to do it, because the Shliach doesn't know that anything wrong. Mashenkin, according to Tosfos, the second approach, we might say, that no, it's not nitan l'shlichus. What happens if it's an Aveira midrabanan? That's a discussion. Discussion in the Mishnah L'Melech. So do you say by an Aveira d'rabanan, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira as well? So again, if you say it's about not doing it, he didn't think he would do it, so I don't think he's going to do any Averis. Even at the Rabbanon, we don't generally do Averas Rabbanon, so you would also say Ein Shlich Levar Avera. But maybe, some Achronim suggests that if you say it's the idea of it's not Nitan L'Shlichus, you can't make a Shlich for an Avera. So maybe if the Torah doesn't recognize this as an Avera, so maybe it would work. Again, maybe the possibility is open. What happens? The Ramah talks about a case of the Choshev Ishpan and Shin Peches, and then we'll move on. The Ramah says, what if the shliach is a muchzak avarian? He's an avarian. He always does averus. So am I still going to say they're ain't shliach levar avera? So they are according to the Sma. So then you would say, of course, you have to think he's going to do it. He always does averus. Mashiachin, if he's not a muchzak levar averus. So these are some of the issues that come up in that sugya. But why is that talked about here? Because here is where the Gemara suggests that that's what the Gemara is referring to by when it mentions Mi'ila. Possibility number one. The Gemara then rejected that and said, no, that can't be what it means because we know it's a Gzeira Shava that you learn Ein Shliach Levar Avera by Mi'ila. So the Gemara had a second possibility of Rava, where Rava said maybe it's because the Shliach is Shogeg. Even if the Shliach is Shogeg, he's going to violate Mi'ila. Isn't that a Chiddush? That's what's being referred to in the Mishnah about Harara Natzli and Basaira. So the Gemara rejected that. That was the last line we did yesterday. Six lines from the bottom. That also was not a Chiddush because that every case of Mi'ila is Shogeg. I have some money at home that's Hekdish. I forgot it was Hekdish. And I use it. That's Mi'ila. So nothing unique about that. That's the case of Mi'ila in the Torah. That's not the case that's mikra muat and halachas merubos. So, number three, possibility number three, six lines up. Ella amar of Ashi, lo nitzrcha ella likidetznan. Maybe the case being referred to is in the following. Natal evino koresh al hektish, hareze lo ma'al. If I take a stone or a board of hektish and I just take it, I haven't done me'ila yet. Hareze lo ma'al. I haven't used it yet, I haven't benefited from it yet, so there's no me'ila yet. Nisana l'chaveiro, humal v'chaveiro lo ma'al. The second I give it to my friend, I violate me'ila at that moment, my friend does nothing. Because my friend, when I gave it to him, now is yotzi l'chulin, now it doesn't belong. The part of me'ila, besides being a violating an aveira, is that the object goes to chulin. In most cases of Mi'ila. So says the Mishnah in Masechas Mi'ila, if I take something from the base of English and then give it to my friend, I violate, then he doesn't violate. Ask the Gemara, Michti, let's see. Mishkal Shakla, the second that I took it, I already took it. Mali hu bali chaveiro. What difference does it make whether I have it or my friend has it? Either way, I've already taken it out from the base of Migdash. So why should this be the case that only after you give it do we say that the meal is violated? So hainu karama tuli besaira. That's the unusual din that's being referred to in the Mishnah. That did nothing even after you take it outside the base of Migdash and not chayiv yet until you give it to your friend. So ask the Gemara, my kushi again. Why is that so problematic? Why is that such a chiddush? Dilma kiddush Shmuel. Maybe that case is talking about Shmuel, like Shmuel's version understanding of that case. D'amar Shmuel, hacha begizbar besuras la'avni bin yinaskinon. You know what that case of the Mishnah is talking about? When the person only violates after he gives it to his friend, we're talking about a gizbar. We're talking about the shamish in the Beis Hamikdash. So when the shamish has things of the Beis Hamikdash, that's not considered a yitziyah or a hotza'ah from the Beis HaMikdash, because he always has stuff from the Beis HaMikdash. His rishus is Hektish's rishus. That's not considered a hotza'ah. That's why, to call Heicha de Mancha, rishus is Didei Mancha. As long as he still has it, it hasn't yet left the rishus of the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, that's not a chiddush. We know Me'ila is always taking something out of the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, if that Mishnah is talking about a gizbar, then it hasn't left the rishus of the Beis HaMikdash yet. So again, that can't be what the Mishnah is referring to, because that's a davar pashut. That's a regular case of Me'ila. That is referred to in the Torah. So, possibility number four. Ella, second line on top. Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Ella Miseifa. Maybe it's from the end of that Mishnah. But the Mishnah says, but if the person, instead of giving it to his friend, but immediately bana betoch beiso, he built it into his house, hareze lo ma'al ad sheyodur tachteha b'shave pruta. Even if I put it as my roof, I built it into my roof, even then, I do not violate Me'ila until I go under it, and I use it, and I get a shave pruta's worth of hana'a. I mean, how much I would pay in order to get such hana'a. So that's the case that's being referred to. So again, you took it out and it didn't even leave your rishus yet. You just put it under. You put it in your house and you don't violate it until you live under it. So that's the Gemara, Mechdi, Shinu Yishanye. The second thing you put into your house, didn't you do a shinui to it? Rashi quotes on the third line. V'kanya b'shinui shemisatata v'kova. Didn't you chisel it out? Didn't you fit it in? You changed it a little bit? So therefore, mali dar mali lodar. So you were mishanit. We know from Baba Kama, shinui kone. Usually a shinui, the second that you do some type of shinui, you're already been kone it. So therefore, what difference does it make? Why do you need the fact that you live under it? It should automatically be Me'ila, so hi Nukara, much Lebasaira. So again, that's the possibility. That's what's being referred to in the Mishnah that's not Mefurish in the Torah. So the Gemara has a final rejection. Umay Kushya. Again, why is that such a Chiddush? Dilma, Lekidrav. Maybe the case that we're talking about there is Rav's case about Bana B'toch Beso. Da'ama Rav, because what did Rav, how did Rav interpret that Mishnah? Goshinicha Api Aruba. Because you didn't change it. You just put it into a hole in the roof, a skylight. You fit it in. There was no shinui done. So in that case, we're talking about a gizbar. So it hasn't left the hisbershus yet. And you didn't change it yet. That's what you have to live under it. I darbe in, I lo darbe lo. Mi ila, you have to get some hana from it. If you didn't, how is it hosa lechulin, only if you do something to it. So if you didn't do anything, you just put it in your roof without chiseling it at all. So again, that's not going to be a shinui, and therefore it's not a hotza'ah, and that's why you have to live under it. So we're back to the question. That's a davar pashut. Therefore, what's the Mishnah referring to? So the Gemara, let's just finish. And then the Gemara says, Ella, finally, number 5, which is really going back to number 2. Ella la'olam kidarava. Let's go back to what Rava said. Rava was a suggestion number 2, which the suggestion was that even Bishogeg, the Shliach is Mal, right? The Balabais gives something to the Shliach, and the Balabais remembers after he gave it to him, oh, I forgot, that's Hektish money. And the Shliach doesn't know about it. So he asks the Gemara, that's not his fault. So why is that? Does he violate Me'ila? So we asked on that possibility. All of Kidaravo, to Kokash Lukhabidavi Abotsi Ma'os Hektish Lukhulin. Isn't that a regular case of Me'ila? Every case of Me'ila is Shogeg. I use money that I had put away for Hektish, and I use it for Chulin. So every case is a Shogeg. So what's the difference between the case that we're saying the Mishnah is referring to, which is a Chiddush case, where the Shliach made got the money and he was Shogeg, versus a normal case? So Gemara says there's still a difference. Hasa made the Yada de'ikazuze de Hektish. If I put away Hektish money in my house, I should remember that I have it in my house. And if I didn't, it's my fault. That's a shogeg, but you know what we'd call that? Karav l'pshia. That's a karav l'pshia, that was negligence. If you know you have Hektish money in your house, you should put a big sign on it, you should have a separate drawer, you should have it designated. And if you messed up, so then it's your fault. It's a shogeg, but it's karav l'pshia. So that's what the Torah is referring to, when me'ila is chayiv even b'shogeg, that kind of case. But hacha, our new case that we're talking about, when the mishaleach gave it to a shliach, so miyada, how could the shliach know? It's impossible. That's what we would call karov laones. Shogeg karov laones. If it's karov laones, so that we would say maybe you should not violate. Hainu, and yet you do violate. Hainu karov netulim b'saira. That's what's being referred to in the Mishnah about halachas of me'ila that are hanging by a hair. That extension is not mefurish in the Torah, and that's what's being referred to in the Mishnah. Okay, we finally have an answer. Yes.
Number 4. At what point do you violate Me'ila? Is it when you acquire the object or when you get hung up?
At what point do you violate? So it sounds like, if we're talking about the gizbar, let's say. So you never acquire it. Unless the hana. Because Me'ila, we're going to get to that right now, what Me'ila is all about. But hana, right, Tosas and Kiddushin, Dafin Hei says there are two kinds of Me'ila. There's Me'ila shel hotza'ah and there's Me'ila shel hana. So you might even say you have two different tracks of Me'ila. How do you violate?
The shino itself already.
The shinui or the hana? In the case where you did the shinui and the havamina,
right.
So then the shinui itself, that's shinui kona. At least according to Rashi.
Even without hana,
that was the question of the Gemara. Shouldn't it not make a difference? That was the question.
So if there are two tracks together, how
well it's going to get? Well, they all fit into one of the two tracks. They'll fit into one of the two tracks. There is a big discussion in the Achronim about the nature of the Isra of Me'ila. What are the two possibilities? So that's Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim in the Grach al Rambam in Hilchas Me'ila, where Reb Chaim points out that there's a Gemara, there's a Tosfos that there's a Kasha on a Gemara. No, there's a halach in the Torah that if you have a worker that's working in your field, he has rights to eat from the field as he's working. Let's say he's eating in grapes. He's working in the field of the grapes. He can eat a certain amount of grapes. Pasuk at the end of Sefer Devarim. He can eat certain amounts of food. That's the understanding. The Torah gives him rights. Similar to Lo Satzlam Sharbadisho, that an animal, as he's doing, working out on a Muslim, because he has rights to eat while he is working in the field. So to workers, if you have a worker, so the worker, you have to let him eat. But he's not allowed to eat Avera, meaning he's not allowed to eat Meiser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim. If he happens to be working in your Meiser Sheni field, that can't be violated. If he's a Nazir and he's working in the grapes, then he can't eat. He can't eat the grapes. The heter in the Torah is that it's not considered stealing. It's not gezel. If it's just your money, that's allowed. But he's not allowed to violate any avers. The Gemara has a separate limud to teach you that if some of your field is hektish, he's not allowed to eat from the hektish. Separate limud. And Tosfos asks, why is it that the Gemara needs a separate limud for the fact that he can't eat Akdash? He can't do any Averis. He can't eat Maizer Sheni if he's outside of Yishalayim. He can't eat grapes if he's a Nazir. So why do we need a separate limud in the Gemara to teach me that this worker cannot partake of Hektish? Of course he can. That's Me'ila. Why would you think that he could partake of Hektish? Says Reb Chaim, you know why I would have thought that? Nira Lomar. Because the Isser of Me'ila is not a separate type of Isser. Me'ila is a form of Gezel. It's Gezel Hektish. That's the root of Me'ila. It's Gezel Hektish. And therefore, because it's Gezel Hektish, that's the Hava Mina. Because what's the whole heter of the Torah that this worker is allowed to eat from the field? Gezel doesn't exist here. I'm allowed to eat your stuff. Right? So once Gezel Hedyo doesn't exist, that's the whole point of this halacha, that a worker is allowed to eat from the field as he works. So Gezel Hedyo doesn't exist, that's the Hava Mina. So maybe all halachas of Gezel don't apply. That's the Hava Mina that he should evil. Of course he can't eat Maiser Sheni. Of course he can't eat grapes if he's a Nazir. But Mi'ila, if that's a form of Gezel, so that's the Hava, Kamash Malah, no! Only Gezel Hedyu, not Gezel Hektish. But that's the Hava Mina of the Gemara, why the Gemara requires a separate limud. Milvadi sur el de Bapolo, hut iser Gezel, where's the line? Nira tu mishum haki sur de Mi'ila, kol yisod iser, hu mishum din Gezel Hektish. You know what else proves this? Kein Muchach, what's the shear of Mi'ila? What do you have to have me? How much do you have to violate? Shavapruta. What does it say in our Gemara? You have to get a Shavapruta. What's Shavapruta? That's how you measure. If it's what's the contrast? If it's a din of Hana'a mehektish, something to do with Gezel. Is it Isra of Hana'a from Hektish? So why should you have to violate Pruta? Well, because that's just an objective shear. Or he quotes, how is my Achila and your Achila mitztarif to the Isra of Me'ila? Right? If it's all about an Isra of Hana'a, plain Hana'a, so how can it be mitztarif? How can it be mitztarif Lizman Meruba? If I do violate a little Me'ila today and a more Me'ila in 2 weeks from now, that's mitztarif. If it's about Hana'a, how can that be mitztarif? Oh, if I steal. Stealing can be cumulative. So Reb Chaim quotes these and other rayas in Hilchos Me'ila, the beginning of Paraches. That is all about the Isser of Gezel, Gezel Hektish. Me'ila should be understood as that. Even in most Me'ila cases of Bishogig, we're talking about the inherent nature of the Isser. The inherent nature of the Isser.
There are other
Is it work? It's Gezel Hektish, which obviously is different, but at least in the nature, that's the Havamin is explaining. That's why the Shavapruta, all these terms that are Hektish type of terms, so he feels, you're right, it's not actual Gezel, but it's a form of Gezel. There's Gezel Hedyon and there's Gezel Hektish. It's not its own issue. It's not its own concept in Halacha. Rav Yosef Engel has a similar idea. It doesn't use those words, but in Asvin Daraisa, in Klal Gimel, he also has the suffix. He talks about the Isser Hektish. Im hu misibas hakinyin, dehoel v'shel gavoahu, al karchach yesh bo kedusha, v'asr limobo. Is the Isser Me'ila, does it start with kinyin hektish, meaning it's mominous? We would call that gezel. O dilma hakedusha davar b'fnei atzmo, dehoel v'hikdisha yisrael b'diburo, v'yamar hareze hektish, chalav kedusha, v'yena kedusha told us hakinyin. The stage that I'm shown him. And the Isser Me'ila is... Mipa'as bizayon hakedusha. That's Rabbi Yosef Engel's two possibilities. Is it a din of Gezel or is it a din of Bizayin Kedusha? That's Rabbi Yosef Engel's two ideas. Again, Reb Chaim thought the former. Again, that is about the Isra Me'ila, and you have to fit in all the details to that framework. Okay, now let's continue. Two dots. Mikra Mor v'halachas Merubos. So the Mishnah said that there's a number of halachos, as we've just discussed, that only have very few psukim in the Torah. Tana, there's a brisa that adds on two more. Negaim v'ahalos Mikra Mor v'halachas Merubos. Negaim, this week's parsha, all about Negaim, Saras, Negaim v'ahalos, and the halachas of Tumas Ohel, have very few psukim, but many halachas. Just learn Meseches Ahalos in Mishnayos. Right? Kalim Ahalos Negaim. The two of the Ahalos is very large. Not as big as Kalim. Negaim Mikra Mur, Negaim Mikra Merubahu. Ask the Gemara, Negaim only has a few psukim? Look at this week's Parsha. Tazria Mitzora. That's only a few psukim? Right? It's Mikra Meruba. What are you talking about? Negaim is only as a few psukim. So Amar of Papa Hachikamar. No, this is what is meant. Negaim Mikra Meruba Vahalachos Mu'atos. It means in relative terms to the amount of psukim that there aren't so many halachos relative to the number of psukim. There are so many psukim. You're right, there are a lot of halachas. But in terms of the number of psukim that's given to this area of halacha, it's not so much halacha. Ahalos, mikra mu'ar v'halachas merubos. Compared to ahalos, how many psukim do you have about ahalos? Very few psukim compared to ahalos, but you have many halachos in ahalos. That's what it means. Umay nafkamina, what difference does it make? What's the difference between whether all these lines in the Mishnah? A lot of psukim, a lot of halachas. Question is, where do you look for the answer? Do you look in the Chumash, or do you look in the Gemara, do you look in the Mishnah, when you want to find the answer? The Netziv here, the Merom Esad, that talks about certain halachas that are not discussed in the Mishnah, they're only discussed in Torah Shebichsav. So he comes up with cases, Se'ei, Sapacha, certain things that which come first in Hilchas Saras. So he comes up with cases about why, what would be a case that you would look in the Torah, in the Ksav, and not in the Mishnah. So some Achronim have a discussion, they bring a riot from this Gemara. It's a discussion when you have a Suffolk Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. So is that the Lechumah or Lekula? It's a Machlokas, based on the Ramban in the Shrashim talk about it. Machlokas, whether Suffolk Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai Lechumah is Din Daraisa. So you say Suffolk Daraisa Lechumah, but on the other end it's not Mefurish. So maybe it has separate mesoras that halacha Moshe Bisidai should be suffik lakula. That's a machlokas aposkim. So some achronim suggest from our Gemara, because the Gemara says, what difference does it make if it's mefurish, if it's mikra, if it's halacha? You know, what difference is it? What do you mean? It should be, the difference should be whether if it's mefurish in the Torah, so you would go lachumra. That's daraisa lachumra. If it's not in the Torah, which includes halacha Moshe Bisidai, you would go lakula. It's mashma, you don't say that. Meaning that even Safek Allah Chabosh, we've seen that Michael Lachomra. So that is this Gemara is brought by some of the Achronim to say that Safek Allah Chabosh, we've seen that goes Lachomra, because that's not suggested as an answer between these two categories of Halach. Dinin, the Mishnah continued and said Dinin, meaning Inyanim of Choshen Mishpat, have a lot of smach. What was the language of the Gemara, of the Mishnah? The language was Yesh Lahem Amashi Yismochu. There's a lot in the Torah for them to be somechan. Means a lot of references, of hints to these halachas in the Torah. Ask the Gemara. There's a lot of references. Mitlak Sivan is mefurish. It's not that there's a lot of hints to these in the Torah. The Choshen Mishpat, that's mefurish. So Lo Nitzurcha. No, the following is not mefurish. Elo Lekid Rebbe. The Tanya Rebbe Omer Rebbe says Nefesh Achas Nefesh. When somebody has Nefesh Achas Nefesh, what is that referring to? That's in Mishpatim, where Chavon al-Aslan, two men are fighting, and one of them knocks into a pregnant woman, and the pregnant woman loses her child. So in that case, the Pasuk says, Nefesh tachas nefesh. Mamon, we understand that as not real nefesh, as money. Ata omer mamon, ueno ela nefesh, mamish. Does that refer to money, or does it mean nefesh mamish? So nemer nesina lamata, nemer nesina lamala, malahalan mamon, afkan mamon. So the fact that if you kill a vlad, a fetus, a person is not chayiv misa, separate discussion, not for now, about the issue of abortion. Is it a daraisa, darabanan, is it ritzicha? But this is, we hold that it's somewhat less of a vlad. And here you're definitely not chayev misa. That's what we learn from here. Don't take nefesh literally. It means mamon. That's what's being referred to. That's not mefurish in the Torah. Rabbi Rav Rosenzweig always says, though, in this type of drasha, then why the Torah write it like that? If the Torah didn't mean it, nefesh tacha nefesh, why did the Torah write it like that? Or similarly, we know ayin tacha zayin, shein tacha shein. When you see knock out somebody's eye. So it says in the Torah, ayin tacha zayin, knock out his eye. And we know that means mamon. You don't knock out his eye. We don't hold tit for tat in that way. So why the Torah write it like that? So obviously, the Torah Shavach Sav, even if Chazal understand it in a certain way, it's always there to teach us a message. The Torah is written in a certain way. The Rambam writes at the beginning of Hilchos Chovel. We're talking about Ayin Tach Hazayin. The Rambam says, Uminayin Shezer Shenom. He quotes the Torah Shebal Peh, and then he quotes Afal Pisha Dvarim Elu, and this is in the Mishnah Torah. There's a halacha in the Mishnah Torah that doesn't teach us any halacha, but the Rambam feels the need to write it. An Aleph Vav in Chovel Amazik. Afal Pisha Dvarim Elu Nirim Meinyan Torah Shebichsav Kulan. Right, they're near and you seem to understand them. Kulan Mifurashin Hei Mipi Moshe Mehar Sinai. V'Kulan Halacha LaMaisa Hein Biyadenu Ukazeh Ra'uy Avoseinu Danin BiBeisino Shel Yoshua BeBeisino Shel Shmuel Haramasi BeBeisino B'Chol Bezer U'Bezer Shandu Moshe Vad Achshav. Though the Torah said, he doesn't emphasize my point, but though the Torah says it in a certain way, you should know, he emphasizes this is the halacha, how it's supposed to be understood. Right? Because many of the other religions, the other old religions, take it literally. But I guess there was another marker that I don't have time to look at right now, another Rambam there, that says though that the Torah obviously is emphasizing though that this is in lieu of. It's in lieu of. You're paying, but you know what? You should feel as if ayin tach hazayin. You should feel as if nefesh tach nefesh. That's the message of the Torah Shebichsav. You're right. Chas v'shalom, that's not halakha l'maisa. That's the Rambam's emphasis there. But there's a message here why the Torah is formulated in such a way. Yeah. Maybe Gufa, why this one is picked. That what? Because it's not... Right, it's not a regular limud, and that's why this is Harana. This is Yeshlam Amashi Yismochu. This is not the Mefurish one, because this is the one that you need the Torah Shebal Peh. Because this one, it appears right here. That's just the opposite. It's not just not hinted to, but it sounds wrong. It sounds wrong from the Torah Shebal Sav and Echanami. Maybe that's why this one is chosen. Avodos. So Avodos also, it says in the Mishnah, Yeshlam Amashi Yismochu. They have a lot to they have a lot of hints. So again, Michlav Ksivim. What do you mean Avoda? The Avodah is Mefurish in the Torah. Right, the Dalan Avodos, Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika. You shech the animal, you catch the blood, Kabbalah, Halacha, you walk the animal to the Mizbeach, Zrika, you sprinkle. Those Avodos are in the Torah. So, Lo Nitzrucha, Ella, Halacha, Sadam. No. Halacha, Avoda number 3 out of 4, by the Avoda of a Behema, that's not really explicitly in the Torah. Halacha, Sadam. Remember, shechting, catching, walking, sprinkling. Those are the 4. Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika. So Halacha is not Mefurish. The Tanya, because it says, beginning of Vayikra, V'hikrivu, you shall bring close. Zu Halacha, Zadam. Even though V'hikrivu sounds like, Rashi and Tosafot both say this, if we would have translated bring close, we would have said that means Halacha, walking to the Mizbeach. But Chazal understands V'hikrivu not as Halacha, but as catching the blood. Why? Rashi says, because this is the avoda right after shechita. What comes after shechita? The agreement was right after shechita, so it has to be halacha. You catch the blood. It catch the kabbalah. You catch the blood. That's why the agrivu means kabbalah sadam. The afke rachmana b'lashon halacha. But the Torah describes kabbalah in a language of halacha. The agrivu, that means halacha. The agriva kohen is a kol v'kira mizbecha. The kohen brings it close to the mizbeach. The yomer marzu halacha zevram lakevesh. So you see, the language of hakrava is a language of halacha. That pasuk is referring to bringing the limbs to the kevesh, to the ramp of the Mizbeach. Lameimra, the halacha lo tifka mechal kabbalah. To teach me that halacha is included in the word kabbalah, but included in where the same word that we darshan al kabbalah sadam from. But it's not mefurish according to the way Chazal understand it, because Vekriv was really referring to kabbalah. So that's the avoda that is being referred to in the Mishnah. Rashi points out that halacha, again, this is a perik aleph in Masechta Zvachim sugya, that halacha is in some ways not a real avoda, because you could get away with that halacha. Let's say you shecht right next to the Mizbeach. Right next to that, so you could do it without halacha. You could do shechita, kabbalah, and zrika. You could be right there. If you shecht far away in the north side of the Mizbeach, on the east side somewhere else, so you have, but halacha, that's what you have to do. But Rashi points out, when you do halacha, it's an avoda. You don't have to do it, but when you do it, it's a bona fide avoda, and you can be mefagel, pigel, there's pigel by halacha, if you think the wrong thoughts, and you have to wear a big day kahuna, and the czar's not allowed to do it, and you can't do it sitting, and owning, and yoshev, all the psulim apply to halacha. Okay, next. Tahoros. So again, Mechlev Tziban, Tumentara, isn't that also in the Torah? So what do you mean? There's a lot, Yishmi Amashi Yismoku. It's Mefurish in the Torah. So Lomitzrucha Elashir Mikvah, Delo Ksiva. No, what is the Mishnah referring to? The amount, how large a mikvah has to be. Because that's not exactly written in the Torah. 40 sa. 40 sa, but you and I know that. But where does it say that in the Torah? Nowhere. V'tanya, so it's a remez. That's exactly the point of this Gemara. V'rachas b'mayim, you should wash yourself in water. B'mei mikvah. in the also this week's parasha, b'mei mikvah, in the waters of a mikvah. So what is that excluding? You have to wash it in the waters of a mikvah. Rashi says that's excluding she'uvin, is excluding non-rainwater. Tosfos says it's excluding running water, that you need ashborin. You need, for a mikvah, the water can't be running. There are two ways to be tovel. You could go into a mikvah, or you could go into a running stream, as long as it's natural, not man-made, but there it could be, that's not a mikvah, that's running water. A mikvah has to be rainwater and ashborin, which is not moving. So Rashi and Tosfos argue here, what is the word mei mikvah teaching me? Is it excluding she'uvin or is it excluding non-eshborin? Es kol b'saro, you have to wash in a place where all your flesh could be washed. What does that mean? Mayim shekal gufa olo behen. That means enough water that your whole body could be in them at one time. V'kamehen, amal ama b'rim shalosh amos, one by one, by three. V'shira chacham mei mikvah arbaim sa'ah. And we understand that to mean 40 sa'ah. 40 sa. We know tevila has to be at one time, even by tevilas kalim. Tevilas kalim, you can't, but you're toveling a kli. You can't do it in parts. Hagalas kalim, kashering, you can do in parts. Tevilas kalim's got to do it one time, just like tevilas adam. A person has to dunk his whole body in at one time in order for the tevila to work. There's a tshuva of the Rivash in Reish Tzadik Dalet, where the Rivash has a discussion with the Sar Mikutzi. Well, he quotes the Sar Mikutzi, who holds that this whole idea of Mem Sa'ah is only Darabanan. It's only Darabanan. Mi Da'oraisa, then Mikvah is a Revius. Da'oraisa. I mean, a person can't fit into a Revius of water, but a Revius, that's the Shem Mikvah Da'oraisa, maybe for Tfilas Kalim. That's what he quotes from the Sar Mikutzi. Min HaTorah Shir Mikvah B'Revius Sagi. V'hushi Ekol Aguf HaTovel Olobahen. So you have to have a tiny person or a kli. Avachachom shiru shirechal chol tovel. But Chazal wanted to make it uniform, and therefore they say memsa. Kol ze hevi asar mikutzi zal ulazel martin. That's why with enough gemina suffik. Let's say suffik memsa. It's only drabbanon. You might be able to be makel in certain cases. So again, that's a big enough gemina whether memsa is daraisa drabbanon. The Rivash himself argues tshuva loki. I disagree. Mi daraisa mina memsa la adam atovah be mikva. And he quotes our Gemara because our Gemara sounds like this is what's being referred to in the Torah. It's not mafurish, but this is yesh mi amalism yesh mi amishi esmochu. We darshan it from the word es kol b'saro. So it sounds like that it is memsa. Shiru Chacham, what does that mean? Chazal Esther. Well, you might say that the Torah says one by one by three. Chazal determined that shir is 40, but that's not a Darabanan invention. It's a medical equipment, but we're figuring out the medical equation that was referred to in the Torah. The Torah says kol b'saro, meaning the Torah says one by one by three, and the Chazal say, what does that mean? The Torah just tells us pshat in the Torah. You're right, that's what the Sar Mikutzi must get it from, that Lashon. But the Rivash assumes that that's just Chazal teaching us what it says in the Torah. Timaeus, next, two dots. So what does Timaeus mean in the Mishnah? So Timaeus is also Yishle Mamashi Yismachu. We ask the Gemara, Mechlef Ksivan. Each time they ask, Tilchas Toma, people becoming Tamei, that is also Mefurish. What do you mean there's a lot of hints? It's Mefurish. So Lo Ditzricha El Kadasha Min HaSheretz, Delo Ksiva. No, the Chiddush is, that's not Mefurish in the Torah, is that a Sheretz, one of the insects, that's Metamei Mi, it's an Av HaToma, beginning of Sechas Kalim, talk about Shratzim. So even a lentil-sized piece of a sheretz is enough to make me tame. The Tanya, because it says in the Brisa, Bahem, if I touch a sheretz, Yachal Bekulan, I might think that I have to touch an entire sheretz to become tame, Tamalomer Mayhem. No, only from part of them. Yachal Bemixas, and I might think only part of them, Tamalomer Bahem. Oh, no, it says Bahem. So what is it? Is it a whole one? Is it part of one? So Haketzad, Achi Yagia Bemixasho Shihukakulo. No, it's only if you touch part of one, which is like a whole one. The size of part of one, which when it is very small, it's a whole one. Shiru Chacham Mikadasha. So we say it's even a lentil size. Shekin Chomet, Chiloso Mikadasha. Because a Chomet, one of the Shratzim, Rashi here says it's a snail. Klifa Haoleches. So that's a lentil size to begin with. So you see a Shame sheretz can be chal on such a tiny amount, so therefore, anytime you touch that amount, that's going to make you tame. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Omer, a different shear, kizanav halata, a little bigger, like the size of a tail of a lizard, a zanav halata. Why do we pick that? Rashi explains because, let's say, after you chop off the tail of a lizard, it's still flailing around. So you see this chiyus even to just that amount. even just that amount. It's not real chiyus. It's still going from when it was alive. But either way, that's why we pick that shiur. There is a discussion in the Achronim about the Shitas HaRambam. I think we mentioned this before. And that is, the Rambam writes that in his Akdamah to Birsha Mishnayis that there's never a machlokas about Halacha Moshe Misinai. It's part of the definition of Halacha Moshe Misinai. It's never a machlokas. The Rambam writes there are five categories of Torah Shebal Peh. One of them is Devarim Pirushim HaMukubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, and another one is Halacha Moshe Misinai, another one is Takanos and Gzeros. He has five different categories of Torah Shebal Peh in Akdamah to Birsha Mishnayis. So one of them is Halacha Moshe Misinai, and he says part of the definition is that there's never a machlokas. So Ask the Chavos Yahir has a long tshuva, if you're a backrack and others, that we find many machloksim in the Gemara about Halacha Moshe Misinai. So some of them, the Rambam can get rid of because it doesn't say Halacha Moshe Misinai. Then Nitziv says, sometimes it says Gemara Gemiri La. So the Rambam might say, that's not Halacha Moshe Misinai, that's just Misora. But the Maritz Chayis asks in one of his forum, what about this one? We know Shiurim are Halacha Moshe Misinai. And here we have a machlokas about a shiur. We have a machlokas about the shiur of how small of a sheretz and you touch it, does that make you tame? So the Maritz Chayis answers, he says, this answer will help out in a number of the arkashas on the Rambam. He writes in his Maimer Torah Shebal Peh, it's in the Kol Kisvei Maritz Chayis, Kuftes Vav, where he writes that many Halacha Moshe Misinais, we were only given the general principles. But the details were figured out by Chazal. All the Rambam meant was that nobody argues on the principle. The fact that there's something called shiurim, the fact that there's something called chatzitzin, mechitzin, all these other halachos should be seen eyes, the principles were given and nobody argues on those principles. That's all he means. That's his answer, and he uses that to answer a lot. So the fact that there are shiurin, that's mefurish. That's what is agreed upon. Details within Halacha Moshe Misinai, that says the Maritz Chayis, the Rambam never said that it wouldn't be a machlokas about. So you might be able to use this to answer up a number of kashas on the Rambam. Okay, last line, Arayos. So the Mishnah says, Arayos has a lot of hints in the Torah. So again, Mechtav Ksifan, Arayos, Yemefurish. All of Parshas Achreimos, Parshas Kedoshim. So Lo Nitzrucha, no, there is one of the Arayos that's not Mefurish. Lebito Me'anu Soso, Dolok Siva. Person, Rachman al-Aslan, is Ma'anis, rapes a woman, and there's a child that comes out of that union. So that daughter is Asr to Araisa, it's considered Arayos and Erba to the Ma'anis. So that relationship is not Mefurish in the Torah, that's what's being referred to. Diyamarava, Amali, Rav Yisra Baravdimi, Asya Heinehena, Asya Zimazima, it's based on a double Gzereshava, and Rashi explains how that works, fits into the Gzeir Shava. Hein Hein Gufei Torah, the last line of the Mishnah says that all of these are Gufei, these are Gufei Torah. So at first we think, Hani Yin Hanachlo, what, only the last category in the Mishnah? Only the last ones that have Mikra Meruba, or only the last ones that have Yishmiah Mashi Yismochu? The word says no, Ela Ema Hein Vehein Gufei Torah. What we mean is that no matter what category of law it is, if it has a lot of Mikra, if it has not too much Mikra, if it has a lot, and Yishmiah Mashi Yismochu, all of them are Gufei Torah, one is not greater than the other. Okay, Vaiter, here we go. Second parak, got a lot of Agadata coming up. Says the Mishnah. We just spoke a little bit about Arayas, so we get off a little bit on a tangent. So Ain Darshan ba Arayas Bishlosha. You're not allowed to give a shiur and learn with people Parshios of Arayos with three people. Why? We're gonna see in the Gemara what the reason is. Three people, what does three people mean? At least Rashi here says it means two and the teacher, three altogether. The Gemara is going to reject that. The Gemara is going to say it means three and the teacher, but at least Rashi here says what's the Havamina. You're not allowed to teach two people publicly the Parsha of Arayos. One person, Veloba Maisa Bereishis B'Shnayim. And you're not allowed to teach Maisa Bereishis with two people, meaning, according to the way we understand it now, even to one student. You can't teach Maisa Bereishis to a student. You can learn it yourself, but you can't teach Maisa Bereishis. What's Maisa? What exactly is Maisa? You can't have a Chavrus in Maisa Bereishis. What is Maisa Bereishis? What exactly does it mean? So says the Tosvos here, Maisa Bereishis, it means the first 42 letters of the Torah. Shem Mem Beis Osios, where it's Shem Hashem. Hayosim Mi Bereishis Mi Pasach Shalachrav. A Kabbalistic emphasis of those psukim, you know, that you're not allowed to do. The Tosvos Yontov points out that we have Rashi on the first two psukim of the Torah. We have the Ramban, Svarno, we have all the Mepharshim, so those of the other says this obviously doesn't mean Pshat and Psukim. Pshat and Psukim is not Maisa Bereishis. Maisa Bereishis means thinking about how it happens. Trying to figure out exactly how God created the world, what He did. There are some things that are beyond us. Some things that are beyond us are some things that are beyond certain people that shouldn't be taught. Maybe it can be thought about, but it shouldn't be taught publicly. Shouldn't be verbalized. So that's what's being referred to, says the Tosfos Yontif, because obviously you're allowed to learn Chumash. The Rambam says Maisa Bereishis is all about, we'll get to the Rambam in a minute. Let's wait a second. V'loba Merkava B'yachid. And you also can't learn Maisa Merkava even a Yachid. Even yourself, right? Because if we're going down one, you can't even teach two people a Rais. You can't even teach one person Maisa Bereishis. Merkava, you can't even learn Maisa Merkava yourself. What's Maisa Merkava? So the Rambam says it means metaphysics. Means, you know, the supernatural. The Bar Tanura quotes this, and he quotes other Rishonim that say, no, it just means like Yechezkel. Or Yechezkel is Maisa Merkava, Yeshayahu is Maisa Merkava. The visions that they saw, trying to delve into the messages of the visions of the Chayos and the Merkava and the Ofanim. So that's something that shouldn't be learned, even be Yachid. And at this point we say that means anybody. Nobody's allowed to learn it. Interesting that you're not supposed to learn this. The Rambam here is a great line in the Pirush Mishnayos. The Rambam says, let me just find the line. What's the Mishnah emphasizing? That it's you're not supposed to. It's as if somebody wants to, and we're not going to let him. Says the Rambam. He says, Hamon einachon yohol mahavin osam inyanim. The Hamonam is not able to understand all these things, and therefore it should not be learned. Vinoda, here's the line. Ki kol adam b'tivo mishtokek l'kol ha'chachmos kulam. A person naturally loves chachma and yearns for chachma, says the Rambam. Kedarko b'kodesh. And a person wants to learn. That's why there has to be these limits. Because kol adam b'tivo mishtokek l'kol ha'chachmos kulam. But we have to be mafchid, some of these people. We have to scare them, because some of these are going to take them off. As we're going to see in the Gemara, some stories about this. But again, this is something that we have to have limits on. Not every chachma is something that it should be open to all. So that is why, says the Rambam, there are these limits in the Mishnah. So, v'lo b'merkava b'yachid, el imkein haya chacham u'mevin midaito. Unless a person's a chacham and understands it himself, so that's when he can learn Merkava B'yachid. So we're going to ask a stira from the first line of the Mishnah to the second line of the Mishnah when the Gemara starts off. Just one other ha'ara. Interesting, the Ramban asks at the beginning of the part of the Bereishis why there is no recording in the Torah of the previous worlds. Remember, Joshua said HaKadosh Baruch Hu created world and was Machrivan. Or why doesn't it talk about not just the previous worlds, but the earlier Shamayims that were created? There's no description of that. So says the Ramban based on our Gemara. That you don't learn, not Maisa Bereishis v'Shnayim. So you already see Maisa Bereishis should be covered up a little bit because you don't want people to be confused. So that's why, says the Ramban, it's not explicated. So right, so Rav Tzvi Pesach writes, it's the Kamosi Shalarav. It's the first one in Bereishis. Let's see the first word in all of the Kamosi Shalarav said. He quotes Rav Tzvi Pesach that says, we know there's an idea of the Sof HaTorah and the Tchilas HaTorah be connected to each other. That this Lev, right, the last letter in the Torah, is Lamed, the first letter is a Beis, Le'enei Kol Yisrael, Bereishis Bara Elokim. You know why the Torah starts with Bereishis Bara Elokim? It doesn't start with the earlier worlds and the other spheres, because Le'enei Kol Yisrael, because this is open to the Hamonam. Everybody's going to be studying this, and not everybody's allowed to learn this stuff. So that's why he says, Le'enei Kol Yisrael, Bereishis, that's a remnant of that idea of the Ramban. That's why it doesn't start with the earlier ideas. Next, kol mistakel ba'bar dvarim ratui lo ki lo ba'me'olam. Our girsi is ratui, which basically means ro'i, right? It's as Rashi explains. Anybody who looks at the following four things is better, and Rashi says it's rachmanus, that he shouldn't be in the world. It's better that he wasn't in the world than focusing on the following four. Mala mala, mala mata, mala fin, mala ochar. Rashi says all four of these are talking about the heavens. What's above the heavens, what's below the upper level of the heavens, what's to the east of the heavens, what's to the west of the heavens. There's a tosvos in Rashi. Look at the sixth line of Rashi. Rashi goes tosvos. Very unclear what this Tosfos is here. But Tosfos says it can't be, because if you look at the Gemara, Lefnim al-Achar obviously referred to time. Referred to what was before Hashem created the world, what was after Hashem is going to exist. So Lamata and Lamala might refer to the heavens, but Lefnim al-Achar have to refer to time, not referring to physical above and below the heavens. V'chol, yeah? It should say Tosefta. Okay, some say maybe it's Tosefta. I saw others say maybe it's a Tosfos Rid, because he calls Rashi the Mora. Tosfos Rid always calls Rashi Mora. And then he called that maybe it's a Tosfos Rid stuck in here. Okay, unclear exactly what these few lines are doing here. The Chashal Chasal Kvod Kono Rati Lo Shalom Ba'al Olam. And anybody who's not Chas on the Kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who learns things he's not supposed to, so it's right that he didn't come to the world. So says the Gemara, Amit Reishav Lo Merkava B'Yacha. The first line of the Gemara of the Mishnah says you can't learn in Maisim Merkava even by yourself. V'hadar Amit Elim. Obviously, if it's saying you can't learn it by yourself, you can. You have the ability to learn it. But if you can't learn it, if you don't have the ability, so obviously, what's the Mishnah saying that you can't learn it? Obviously, the first line of the Mishnah is saying you have the ability, but you can't. V'hadar Amrit, and the next line says, Elim kenayi chacham even midaitu, that you can as long as you're a chacham. So hachi kamar, this is what the Mishnah means. Add on a person. Ein darshan barayis lishlosha. V'lo maisa barayis lishnayim. V'lo merkaba liyachid. All the numbers in the Mishnah are talking about your students, not including the teacher. Elim kenayi chacham even midaitu. Period. Ein darshan barayis bishlo. You can't darshan by rise to three people. Why not? So my time. Elam, is it based on a pasuk? Two possibilities. Is it based on a pasuk? Elam, ish ish akol sher b'saro, ish ish trei sher b'saro chad. Is it based on the pasuk? Ish ish means two people. Sheer is another person. Three. If Yom Rachman, the Torah says lo sikr v'legalos erva. Don't be megala erva, meaning don't publicize arayis. And we have a drasha that means three. So elamayata. But then dechsev ish ish ki kalal kav. Ish ish asher yitim mizaro lamola hachanami. Well, you want to darshan ish ish each time for numbers? What, only two people have an aveir to give their child to Molech? Only two people have an aveir to curse Hashem? That's not true. It's Elohanim by Leila Rabbos as Anachrim. Shem Musharana Berchaz Hashem. Velvot Zarki Yisrael. Those ish ishes are used up. That's why we don't darshan them. They're used up to teach me that even non-Jews are mushar, are warned about cursing Hashem, Chas V'Shalom, and Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says, Hainami Ma'ilei. Also, our ish-ish is used l'rabos es ha-nachrim. Shem Esar Nala Reis Yisrael. Nachrim also can't violate Gili Arayis. So Ella, possibility number two, midachsev, one more minute. Midachsev, ushmartim es mishmarti, ushmartim shrei, mishmarti chad. Guard my mishmeres, which is also written by the context of arayos. Shmartim is a double plural, that's two. Mishmarti is one. V'yamarach one level, tiasos bechu koasa toevos. So maybe that's the mucker of three. The Gemara says, Lamiata, dachsev, ushmartim is a Shabbos, ushmartim is a mitzvah, matzos. Ushmartim is beres hakodesh, hachanami. What, also there, only two people have to keep Shabbos. Only two people have to keep matzah. Of course not. Don't darshan in shmartem. So el amar avashi, it's a svara. My ain darshan barayis b'shlosha, ain darshan b'sisra rayis. What it means is, you can't talk about the secrets of arayos. What does that mean? My time is svarahu. Why? Beit shrei ki yasvi kami rabayu, chad shaklu trei bahadi rabbe. Right, what happens if you have two people in a class? So even if one student's talking to the Rebbe, the other one's listening. What's the other one going to do? So there's not going to be any confusion and mix-up. But v'idach masli udnei l'gemara, the other one's listening. But tlasa, this all happens all the time in my shir. It happens all the time. You have one person asking a question. You have two guys on the side, even if they're talking about the shir. And then 2 minutes later, like, Rebbe, what did you say? They were talking about something else. They missed it. So if you have three people in the class, there's a chance that one's going to talk to the Rebbe, the other two is going to be talking about something else. Right, tlasa chad shakli v'tori b'hadi rabbi. One's talking to the Rebbe, v'hanach shrei shakli v'tori b'hadi adadi. The other two are talking to themselves. V'lo yadim akami rabayu. V'asu the mishri yisur b'arayus. Right, and they're going to come to matar and isur. So yachli kol Torah hutnami. Then all of Torah. You should never be able to teach Torah to three people in the shir. The Gemara says arayus shani. You know, arayus is different. Amar mar gezel arayus nafshe mechandasan. U misav elohem. The yitzahara for arayus is nothing like it. There's nothing like the Yitzhar for Arayis. Or Gezel. Yachi Gezel Nami, Gezel 2. The Gemara said, no, Arayis is different. Arayis bim fun of Yitzhar lo b'fun enough as Yisrei. A person always has a Yitzhar for Arayis. There's no stopping it, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that at the beginning of tomorrow's shir. Gezel, b'fun enough as Yisrei, shlo b'fun enough as Yisrei. But Gezel, if there's money in front of you, if you got a Yitzhar to use it, you know, if you have money there, so that's what we say, that there's a Yitzhar. But a person doesn't have a Yitzhar to steal, generally. Arayis, the Yitzhar is the strongest. That's why they had to get kill it. They had to kill it, right? They tried to limit it at least in the Gemara Sanhedrin. Okay, that's what we'll continue tomorrow. Agu'en Chodesh. Agu'en Chodesh.